With his shield as a crutch, he made a clumsy swing. Cyril dodged easily and waited for a half second to let the axe bury itself into the ground, then kicked at the red and blue shield, knocking the Northman over. In two steps, he brought his foot down on the wrist of his opponent's arm, pinning it to the ground. He brought the pommel of his sword down hard, smashing it into the man's iron helmet, and felled him to the ground. He sheathed his blade and tore the fine golden brooch from the opponent's tunic. Working the finely wrought axe free from the numb fingers of the Northman, he held it aloft to the cheers and shouts of his kin and allies. The void within him filled with relief. He was alive, unscathed. He had beaten and shamed the pagan warrior. All of it done before the eyes of friends and foes, kings and poets. The joy flooded him, burned like ale, like sex and hunting. It shot through him like lightning across the sky. He turned and skipped back to his standard and to King Gertidi, tossing the golden brooch through the grey air to him as a gift. The Overking caught the pretty jewel, and a smile split his face, and he embraced it all tightly. Love and friendship will flow between our people forever, fierce Cidal, son of mighty Brandu and fierce Ulach. Great will the songs and tales be of today's battle, and all will start with you. Cidal smiled at the warm compliments, feeling no need to say anything. A shield, Gertidi shouted, looking back to his fork. A new shield for this brave man. He has work yet to do. And bring me the Ishkabaha to soothe any hurt Cidal may have suffered. Cidal had heard of this potion, the Water of Life, a powerful concoction made by the monks of Kildare and Clonmacnoise. He watched as a servant brought Rí Gertidi a small clay jug. Gertidi looked at his enemies and then pointed. Behold, Cormac and his pagan ally argue like two old women. He turned to him again, uncorking the jug. Quickly, good king, take a mouthful to refresh your spirit and body. Cidal took the jug and swallowed a draught. It burned like nettles from his gums to his stomach. He coughed and shook his head. It's good for all ills, Cidal MacBrandu, Gertidi said, taking the potion back and downing a mouthful himself. The Overking handed the jug back to him. Cidal took another drink. God bless the brave, he managed through his searing throat. Pride of the Ufali, get back to your people and let them protect you in the coming storm. Live so that you might enjoy your fame. Cidal nodded, returning the Ishkabaha and cutting off the rabbit's foot from his ruined shield and tying it to his new one. As he walked down the line, he could feel eyes on him, taking the measure of his size and his stride, seeing the victorious Avenger with the bonfires in his belly. He embraced Sedlang, his brother king, and Alil, his foster father. He felt that his actions today might erase the stain that his much less noble fight with Kar had put into Alil's head. He stopped when he got to his own folk and looked at the knot of Niall and his kin and followers. Some were as happy to gaze at him as any in the army of Gertidi, but Niall and his brothers had the same look that Cidal's hounds did when a hare escaped them. Abruptly, he offered Níl, the eldest of Niall's sons, the haft of the Northman's axe. A gift for you, from your king. Gifts from kings and to kings were not to be turned away. Níl, under the cold gaze of his father, took the pagan's weapon. I'll take this in honour, Cidal MacBrandu. Cidal smiled and walked back to his captains. He had made his gestures for peace. He had given gifts, as was the charge of his office. Today it was the half. If ever they crossed him again, it would be the edge.